That is what we are doing at Global Rise. This is the team building bridges. We build bridges to Muslim people that it's not easy to talk to other people that believe other things, and online a lot is happening. But we try to build bridges, of course, also to the Dutch. And we try to find themes that touch them. And we give courses. We have chats, and we talk to people, of course. Building bridges towards other people. How can I touch these people? This was an introduction in the bridge building. And this was just the introduction, so later more. And now we're going to sing a little bit, I guess. For the Lord is a great God and the King of everything that lives. Yes, the Lord is a great God and the King of everything that lives. Oh, come and jubilate, I don't know the word. Joy. Praise him with, I don't know, okay. The Lord is a great God, the King of everything that lives. Oh, come and shout it out, bring thanks to the Lord. And bring him joy with the play of the of the For the Lord is a great God and the King of everything that lives. Yes, the Lord is a great God and the King of everything that is alive. For you, Lord, our great God and the King of everything that lives. Yes, Lord, you are King of everything that is alive. You are King of everything. And thank you, Lord. And we wish to pray, Lord, for the children. Will you be pleased with them, Lord? That they can have a pleasant time. Will you be with the children workers, Lord? With the children workers. And in the things that they tell the children. Will you please be with Martin, Lord, and as he has a preaching for us. Bless us all, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we're going to have a little collection for the children. And we'll have also the normal collection. And we wish all the children a pleasant service. And as the collection is going around, I have some announcements. Tuesday there will be a introduction courses. And if you have been here a few times and you wish to know more about our church, you can come on Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Wednesday at 10, there is the service for Carla. And at 8 there is a disciple training. Tonight is Flevo Praise. Starts at 7:30. And I ask Martin to come forward and to take us in the team of building the bridges. Building bridges. That is the team that rose up in my heart when I was preparing for this service. And thank you that I can speak on behalf of Global Rising. And in the Bible I read about Ephesus, Ephesus 2, verse 1 till 10. So that's Ephesus 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who we are disobedient. All of us lived, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desire and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Jesus even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us up in his heavenly realm in Jesus Christ. In order that in the coming ages he might show us the incomparable riches of his grace. So if we think of that, and we can think of Jesus as the great bridge builder, and if somebody had to build a bridge, it was God. All of us all of his creations. So because of the sin, his own creations could no longer come to the Father. So he needed a bridge. And of course, there are situations in the lives of men that from both sides there is there's also a longing in both hearts of both parties on the both sides of the gap that they need a bridge. And think about North and South Korea, of course. But in this case, only God was longing. And men were not really longing for God at all. So, God, it was truly God's desire to build a bridge towards us. You can read it in the Bible. But God. And the things we just read, it's pretty heavy stuff. It's about death by mistakes and sin in which we used to transgress the age of this world. And if we look upon the world as it is today, with all the conflicts, confusement, polarization, the age of which the ruler of the air had great power, and maybe today it was a time where spirits were worshipped. And there was a research done. There were less believers than people that believe in God. So we are still religious, but we look at some different places. And in Ephesians, of course, it is written about the devil that pushes people in obedience. Before we were Christians, we were also under his power. But Paulus says it's about all. We used to be children of the wrath, just like the others. We as Jews are not better, not better than the pagans were. And apparently, this is all summoned by Paulus in the letter. So, you might think, do we still have to be reminded of this? Or we still have to talk about this? And it struck me, it was the second chapter. So, in Ephesians 1, if we would read this, it's in 7, salvation in the blood of Jesus, grace by mercy, given in abundance. We are now heirs, and we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of the promise. So that's chapter 1. And then in chapter 2, he has a little recap of how we used to be. Why did he do this? Maybe he wanted us to remind us of how sinful we were. Maybe if we look honestly in our hearts, and me first, of course, sometimes I still experience a little of the things that are written there in Ephesians 2. Could it be that even for us, as saved Christians, we are saved, of course, but we used to be so bad, so it's almost impossible that we were saved. Now it's just so great that we were so wicked and now we are saved. by God, and God had to do a lot. We have to realize that God had to do a lot. So God had to wanted to build a bridge, you know, to so that we could come back to Him. So your team is getting out of the boat, and God had really had to get out of the boat because He had to send the Son. So if you look at this bridge, it's beautiful designed. So, but the most beautiful is, of course, forgiveness and reconciliation. Yesterday I was called by somebody, maybe it was Friday, and he asked me, why is it that the Christians have to claim on the truth? Well, it's based on redemption and salvation. Based not on a God that is far away. And people have to do a lot to but we have a God that built a bridge for us so we could come to Him. A bridge of forgiveness and reconciliation. So God did that for us. But it's a difficult concept. I want to tell you some things about it. But if you are irritated by me or what I'm going to say, or you think maybe it's an easy solution for problems, you can always come to me and talk to me about it. So those are like two in one, you know. And sometimes they are together, sometimes they are not together. So forgiving is from one side. So God forgave us. And He asked us to forgive others. Even if that other person does not come to you and acknowledges his debt to you, or is honest to you by saying that he did something wrong. But some people say, no, that's not how it works, you know. It's too easy. But real forgiveness is so forgiveness is like being ready to forgive the pain that has been done to you without holding the other in account. That is what forgiveness truly is. And that is difficult. Especially if it's a lot of pain. And it's not so easy to switch a button, you know. Just do it. But you know, it's so beautiful. Because if you forgive, it gives you peace. It makes you free from the other person. It gives you freedom in your heart. Gives you space. And it opens the way to reconciliation. If it's now or much later. and it prevents you from becoming bitter. And God forgave us. God provided a way for all sins and all debts to and Jesus suffered this pain, you know, and because of that there is forgiveness for everybody, and because of that there is a bridge towards us, towards the Netherlands, towards the Ronten, towards the entire world. And he calls towards you, come to me. Forgiveness is ready. Is it that easy? No. But we have to first come to God, you know, and to meet God. And for reconciliation, you always need two parties. So, by making a bridge, it was the perfect way for God to restore justice and peace. But there had to be just, of course. So, like God, as a perfect creature, does not step over sin. There always has to be judgment. And every sin is a sin, of course. And but by sending Jesus as a sacrifice for, to pay the price for all sins, all our sins, so because of that, this beautiful sacrifice, we can read the Psalms in Ephesians 2, verse 3, you know. That because of that, Paulus is able to write such beautiful things about God. The great miracle of God's great solution. But do I need it? Lots of people in our society are just asking why do my sins have to be forgiven? There has to be justice done in my personal life, in society. And I have to think about the story of Matthew 18, two servants. One had a huge debt that was he was freed of it by the king, you know, and he came upon the other servant and he owed him a little bit and he threw him in jail. We have been forgiven so much. And even then, it's important to look upon ourselves. We used to be on the other side of the bridge, you know, cut off by God, from God. We used to be same cloth of a feather. Maybe we used to desire justice. But forgiveness is so much better than the longing of justice that often becomes vengeance. And sometimes you can, it's easy to forget what if God does justice? So, and we have to pay the price for our sins, then we would not have been here. So we seek justice, but we leave vengeance with God. So the love of God is like a bridge towards forgiveness and salvation. And through that we can reach other people. And it is difficult, but this is something that we can grow in. And maybe this is the difficult lesson in dependence that Jesus wished to teach us. And some of the text that we've been hearing preaching about lately was about the storm, the disciples and in the storm, and Jesus walking over the water, of course. And we have to grow like the disciples grew. And I was just thinking about the part that we read. So about the contrast between the first two verses and the rest. And when I was a little boy, we had a little diary, and there was a story about Jesaja. So, a prophecy about Jesus. And to make it personal, they just made a little story about it, you know. So then you had to read for the punishment that was actually Martin's was put upon him, you know. And if we think about it, and we do this in this verse, so then we read from verse 1. So Ephesians 2, as for you, ... even though Jan Willem sinned a lot. So there are now a lot of people at his work that don't like him anymore. But because Kees knew about the mercy of God, really tried to still love Jan Willem, even though he was a sinner. So we can just read the Bible a little bit different, I guess. And even though Marieke was no longer responding on on Snapchat, and she was no longer testing all the Snapchat, but she was still using Facebook, Marijn still tried to love her, still to be kind to her. I am not what she thinks of me. I am what Jesus thinks of me. That is who I am. And it was terrible. But the love of God gave her the strength to still build a bridge towards the girl that was dissing her on Snapchat. Building bridges is not easy, but it is a mission. Building bridges towards people that used to go to a church or a congregation, but are at home, frustrated, building bridges towards people that are looking on the live stream, maybe we have to build bridges towards people that we know that are angry and are a nuisance when you meet them, and they will not do it for you. But maybe we can build a bridge towards them. And maybe there are people that are stuck in sorrow and have been disappointed. And sometimes you stand next to somebody and you stand on the same side of the bridge and you think maybe you can walk on the bridge together towards new possibilities or whatever God wants to give you. And to give you a... Just think of the example that God gave us to build the ultimate bridge, because we were cut off from Him and God built a bridge so we can be sure of our grace and our life eternal and His mercy and His love and His Spirit that leads us. And we saw how busy it was when we were building the bridge, but you have to do it together, and that is why we are here together. And sometimes we have to have a little discussion, but it is a mission that God gives us, that and we will succeed in it because it is His work. And God gave us the mission to be to reach out towards others in reconciliation. Amen. Okay. So I guess this was the end of the service. Yes.